his mercy for the Gentiles, his bringing people into the sheep that are not my own that he brings in. This is a huge thing on the mind of Jesus. And it's a huge theological point that the Lord has to teach his church. But there's, in the middle of it, most especially, there is this being far from the presence of God, being buried for 3 days before coming out. This becomes the sign of Jonah. Not just that Jonah is under the mountains for 3 days, just like Jesus is buried in the belly of the earth for 3 days. It's more than that. It's that Jonah is far from the presence of God so that Jesus can say, my God, why have you forsaken me? So that this time of forsakenness and being cast off, Jesus would also undergo, not because of his sin, but because of the sins of the world. He would bear those sins for us so that we might be close to God and never forsaken by him. And in this way, Jesus fulfills the office or the sign of Jonah, makes it perfect and complete because he's forsaken by God and buried and then raised for us and for our salvation.